This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Tuesday, November 8th is Election Day in America. The general election includes federal offices like U.S. Congress to statewide races like Montana Supreme Court Justice and Public Service Commissioner to legislative races for the Montana House of Representatives and Montana State Senate. In Gallatin County, local races include County Commissioner and countywide offices, as well as special district elections like the Gallatin Conservation District. There are also ballot initiatives, including proposed changes to Montana's state constitution, as well as local bond and levy questions. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. In Montana, voters can cast ballots today by voting in person at polling places, by completing their absentee ballots and dropping them at any polling place, or at the drop box in front of the Gallatin County Courthouse or inside at the Elections Department, or by using same-day voter registration. To cast a ballot, voters must provide identification showing that elector's name. That can be a photo ID like a driver's license, a school district or college ID, or a tribal ID. In Montana, voters also can present a current utility bill, a bank statement, a paycheck, voter registration card, government check, or other government document that shows the elector's name and current address. To check one's voter registration status, you can go to the Montana Secretary of State's page at sos.mt.gov and follow the links to the My Voter page. There, voters can enter their names and birth dates to find out their current voter registration and polling place information. Voters can register and vote on the same day in Montana using same-day registration. If voters at their polling places find that their precincts have changed, or if they're voting in a new precinct and haven't updated their voter registrations, voters can cast a provisional ballot. Voters can take notes with them to the polls. They can access the internet on their phones, although calls are usually prohibited in the polling place, and they can have someone with them to help them vote. There are also means at the polling places for hearing and vision impaired voters to cast ballots. If you mismark your ballot or otherwise spoil your ballot, you can be issued a new one. A voter can ask an election judge for a replacement ballot. Voters do not have to vote on every issue on the ballot, but if a voter votes more than once on a candidate or on an issue with only one choice allowable, the votes in that race will not be counted. It's an election night return of the Blood Moon. A total lunar eclipse will be visible around the world on Tuesday. The total lunar eclipse will occur November 8th with the moon turning blood red as it slips into Earth's shadow. The celestial show will be visible in North and Central America, Asia, Australia, the Pacific Islands, and parts of South America. Lunar eclipses occur when the moon, Earth, and sun are aligned and the moon passes into Earth's shadow. Total lunar eclipses are sometimes known as blood moons because of the dramatic coloring caused by Earth's atmosphere, which scatters light from the sun and brandishes it on the face of the moon. After Tuesday's eclipse, the next total lunar eclipse will not occur again until March 14, 2025. Some are seeing portents in the total lunar eclipse on election night in America, with comparisons drawn to other noteworthy events during a lunar eclipse, like the Boston Red Sox winning the World Series in 2004 after an 86-year dry spell. The Bridger Ski Foundation's 54th annual ski swap is returning to the Gallatin County Fairgrounds this coming weekend, and more than 700 items will be on offer at the fairgrounds, including skis, boots, snowboards, and other skiing equipment. Saturday morning begins with BSF's trail grooming crew hosting a pancake breakfast at the fairgrounds from 8 to 10 a.m. Anyone who buys a community Nordic Trails pass gets a free flapjack. The ski swap opens to the public at 10 a.m. Saturday and goes till 6 p.m. that day. There's a $5 entry fee, and as an added benefit for volunteers, they can shop the swap early, beginning at 8 a.m. On Sunday, the swap opens to the general public again at 10 a.m. and runs till 2 p.m., and the entry fee drops to $2. On that second day, people can buy significantly discounted items. The annual ski swap is the Bridger Ski Foundation's biggest fundraiser of the year, and the money raised supports all of the club's programs, including its youth programs and trail grooming program. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.